Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, this first day of May 2024, where I take your calls. First up, Keith Rogers from Montana. Keith, always good to hear from you, my friend. Your thoughts?
All right, I got a couple things for you there, Jim, and good afternoon. One, I saw a video on BitChute of Trump talking about that Venezuela was releasing its criminals, and I did some fact-checking on that, and the only thing I could find was four articles. Each one of them said that it originated with an article or news thing from Breitbart where it was talked about not being able to find any substantial evidence. And so what I did is did some more research and found out that, yes, 10 criminals had been released, 10 criminals, mostly Americans. There was a two from the coup attempt there with Juan Guaido, another one from Malaysia who had bilked the U.S. Navy for $35 million. I mean, the list goes on like that. But anyway, there's this constant hype, and I think the reason is because when there's a tension there with Dum Dum in the speakers, when all the attention dropped from the southern border over to Ukraine again, I think they're going to go ahead and they're going to run this this biosecurity thing. They're back burner in right now because Ukraine's more important to them there. But I've sent the things to you before about what the UN's biosecurity program is, a full retinal, face ID, stuff like that, paperwork, all this stuff. And I think this is another lead up to all this, where instead of it being pro-Palestinian, they're pro-Hamas. Everything is going to pro-Hamas now. And, you know, it's just constant terrorism. The same thing where before it was the Iranian snipers. If it wasn't that, it was Hamas with grenades and stuff, you know. They're just prepping us for what's coming here. And this is probably due with that digital bank central currency thing, because if you remember the BIS, that was linked originally to the COVID vaccines. Anyway, on that, you were talking about that pier, and I was doing some looking on Google Earth, and of course Google Earth is blurred for a lot of Israel because of security for Israel like that. You can look at rocks on the moon or Mars like that, but you can't on Israel. But anyway, it's interesting that just north of Gaza is a military base from the United States. And it was built in 2017, and the U.S. right now is revamping it. So I think there's something nefarious with this so-called pier going in, because they're going to expand that base there because the U.S. is getting kicked out of Iraq and also Syria. They're losing traction there, as well as other areas in the Middle East. And I thought that was kind of interesting to note there. This, of course,
well, Keith, I have reports that the first wave going into Gaza was U.S. troops, Army Special Forces, and practically all of them were killed, by the way. The Israelis knew Hamas was well-positioned, well-dug in. They'd created all these perfect positions for concealment by snipers by destroying all the buildings. So I think, and this is so consistent with the Israeli mindset, you know, the Bush family liked to have the policy of other people's money, and they'd make money by investing other people's money. Here you have the Israelis. They'll make more by using other people's forces, and the U.S. are exploiting us again and again. A second point I'd make is the pier, I think, is going to be for refugee purposes, to deport the rest of the Palestinians who'd still remain standing to the United States. Is going to be part of a refugee project, because the Israeli game plan, of course, is to kill or expel every single Palestinian. Remember how I've said in the past, a final solution from the Israeli point of view is to load all the Palestinians aboard a ship, float it out to sea, and sink it. That remains their objective. Yours.
Yeah, I saw Biden had talked about moving the Palestinians here, and I thought there'd be a fold thing here. There'd be a lot of Americans pissed off and, oh, more Muslims are coming. And then there's the other side that says, well, at least their lives are saved. But anyway, the other thing here is this is in that Negev desert over there, which is the same exact area where Iran hit, which I thought was kind of funny. On the Google Earth, you can see all the street names and stuff. They're all in English, gas station, all stuff like that. So it is an American base. And it looks like it's about 5 to 7 miles north of Gaza there. And there is some piers and stuff like that, probably for their big ships like that. But you can see the massive bunks and stuff like that. So I just think they're building up they're fortifying that base over there because of the military tensions over there. And what else did I have for you? Oh, speaking of that, you know, I live on a reservation, Jim, and as you know, I'm a realist. And when it comes to Gaza, and I sent you that email, it was kind of titled there about what was going on, the fact that with these colleges and stuff, when you have people rising up, to me, it's like when I look back at early America, and we're not responsible for this. None of us were born. However, when you put, say, tribal members on a reservation, here they sequester them, all these reservations, they're sequestered here by these gaming casinos and stuff. And there's that saying about going off the reservation, you know. And I was looking up at Indian uprisings. And so if you consider reservations as being something like Gaza, you know, open-air prisons and stuff, while we don't have the fences around these reservations, the containments is the casinos and stuff of where the tribal members, they blow their per capita checks trying to win the elusive $800 to get the hell out of here or something like that, you know. And I can understand that, but these are all across the country. And if we were to use the same mental disposition that the Israelis used back, does that mean that when there was a native uprising, that the U.S. forces should have went through there and just clobbered every single reservation? Because that's exactly what they're meaning, you know. They want to wipe out every single one. And again, we as Americans today had nothing to do with the early settlers of this country. And we actually get along. And then if you go back to Resolution 242, how long has that been in play? Clear back to 67 or so? Israel's the one that's at fault because they refused to abide by international law. And now you have the United States defending them through the international court. I mean,
against the International Criminal Court, trying to evade the serving of the warrants, the arrest warrants. And, of course, vetoing anything they can, you know, to protect Israel. And then when they declare, you know, that this is a genocide and must end, the United States claims it's non-binding when it's not only binding, it's international law. I mean, this is so disgraceful. The United States is so obviously complicit in genocide now, thanks to the Biden regime. It is a disgrace. Our history will never be the same.
Yeah, they're doubling down now, too, because Biden administration wants the ICC's attention on Russia.
I mean, ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
Yeah, so anyway, that's all I had for you, Jimmy.
Keith, that's good. Good stuff, Keith. Thanks very much for the call. James in South Carolina. James, join the conversation. James. Are you there? If not, Tom in Florida. Tom, join the conversation. Who? I was calling on James in South Carolina. Is he not there? James, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in North Carolina, actually.
Oh, all right. North Carolina. Thanks. Go ahead. Join the conversation.
Every time you think that the illegal immigration situation can't get any worse, you find something even worse. I'm seeing statistics, numbers of the paroled criminals from Nicaragua, Haiti, and Venezuela that Biden is flying in illegally at night and to various airports. And the numbers are just unbelievable. I can show you the top 10, and this is just for the first half of last year. Miami got 91,821. Fort Lauderdale got 60,461.
God.
New York City got 14,827. Houston got 7,923. Orlando got 6,043. Los Angeles got 3,271. Tampa got 3,237. Dallas, I'm not sure. It says Dallas, Florida. I don't know. It may have been Dallas, Texas, but
one or the other. There is a Dallas, Florida?
No, I've never heard of a Dallas,
Florida. 7 years. I never heard of Dallas, Florida. No, it's got to be Texas.
Well, they got, Dallas got 2,256. San Francisco got 2,052. And Atlanta got 1,796. That tallies up to 161,000. That's just for the first half of last year, mind you.
Right. And that's a drop in the bucket compared to what they're doing over the border.
Yeah. That's I don't know. It's just so.
And why are we hearing more from Trump denouncing it? Why did Trump go along with Mike Johnson in giving this support to Ukraine and Israel without securing funding for the border? I am very disturbed by this. Your thoughts, James?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, let me bring up one more thing. Since you mentioned Mike Johnson, I think one of the callers yesterday said that they had seen something about Mike Johnson adopting a black teenager.
Right, when he himself was only like 26 and the teenager was 14, that's pretty weird.
Well, I went in and I looked that up. He did, in fact, it was after he was married, though. They somehow had gotten the dates mixed up. The teenage boy's name is Michael James, and he lived in Baton Rouge when Mike Johnson and his wife lived there. And they adopted the boy right after they were married. But then they moved back to Johnson's hometown of Shreveport, and the boy stayed in Baton Rouge, and he's had some problems with the law since then. But apparently everything was done properly. You know, they were his legal, Mike Johnson and his wife were the boy's legal guardians. And, of course, they've had four children of their own. So I'm sure if there had been anything sleazy or in the least bit improper, it would have been smeared all over the social medium, because there's nothing they would like more to do than to smear a devout Christian that Mike Johnson is pronounced himself James, to be, James, you know, a Christian.
James, I like that, and I like that you did that additional research, and I give him a pass on this one. I think you've got it right. I'm glad you did that. James, give us whatever else is on your mind.
Well, I don't know. I think that pretty well covers it. I don't know what Israel, what kind of hook they've got into Johnson. Maybe they have found something really bad on him. I don't know, but you know, it wouldn't be the adoption thing.
Yeah. Well, remember the opening story says the deep state is now supporting Trump, and they think they can count on him. I've even heard rumors for World War III. I think that's a dubious proposition. But maybe Trump is trying to bridge the gap. I don't see any way he could be defeated. But, of course, they can always rig the machines. It appears they can control who turns out on top, regardless of the facts. It has nothing to do with how people feel about it or who they vote for. It's an old Stalin thing. He didn't care who cast the votes. He cared who counted them. James, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for your call. Reb in Colorado, go ahead, Reb. Give us your pitch.
It's still Brother Scout Reb, U.S. Tag on first team. And We just told to the National Command Center at the Pentagon, somebody's interfering with orders to get troops to Boba Scout Rip. And that's how bad it is. It's saboteurs inside your own forces, military. Every day you wait, nailing your coffin shut, you're going to be dead. There's no way out for you. And your whole country's been sabotaged and subverted. And the United Nations has got fingers inside your Pentagon. But they're working on it. We'll get truth here. And we're going to military quarantine Region 8 and the state of Colorado. This is federal Region 8. There's seven states around here. Once we put a hole in it, it's over for the bastards. And we saw, of all people, they were meeting at the FDIC saying, they better not tell the public they're going to steal all their bank accounts. But that's what they're talking about. They're all the same. Fat gut, bald skulls, and stupid queer beards. This is an imagination. That's what you got. If you don't do something about this now, kiss your whatever goodbye. You and yours. There's nothing out for you. We've seen it. If you've seen the FDIC meeting we did, and they had excerpts of it, yeah, they're keeping this from the public. They're going to crash the entire economy any day now, any second. And your banks, you won't be able to run on them. Your gold will do you no good. We told you that. Where are you going to trade it when it becomes capital crimes? You're an enemy of the state for even possessing gold and silver. So, of course, they want to deal it to you. It'll be worth more. Yeah, it'll be, but you won't be. You're not going to trade it. And the bastards who try to sell it to you will have lists of names of those who got it. And they get rewarded for turning you in. So I wouldn't talk to this Bennett bastard who's a sponsor of this network. He's a sick bastard. We found that out, too. There's so many. If you ever heard of Loris Tompkins, she used to own Heritage Network. And Jen Isis Jones and Skunk Mully, the founder of this network, they stole it from her. Yeah, and she took them to court, and the judge awarded her damages plus all the money back. So her name was Loris Tompkins. She used to own this. She was a good woman. We found this out because we're in touch with everyone through the Defense Intelligence Agency. And she said she wants nothing to do with patriots and their broadcasts anymore because they're all traitors. Now you know what you're facing? Sabotage from every angle.
Rabbi, I'm letting you come on here repeatedly, right? I'm not a traitor, so I resent that. This
you
RBN
just went,
doing a lot of good.
They got people who are honest and decent, but they're being sabotaged by their own people around them. It's not unusual. It happened to the Arvin. Now it's happening here. It happened in Southeast Asia. The Ho Chi Minh Trail's come up. We've seen this before. Good people. No, we want to fight the damn slopes. The South Korean army wanted to go hang Ho Chi Minh, but they took off when they found out they were going to sit in a hole in the ground and get shot at. They're good people who are surrounded by the people at the National Command Center. They can't understand why their orders weren't taken. That's what they found out. This is the third day. They said, what the hell? We gave orders to get troops above Scout Rep. Blow up mad. They've heard me on the phone with Congressman, her name's Brittany Pederson, 7th Congressional District, Colorado, with her staff. I said, you get that brought on the floor of the House of Representatives, and she don't shut up. You do not abandon witnesses, Bubba Scout Rep, top of the government witnesses. And as far as that disaster in the Arabian Peninsula, they're packing all those bastards up, the rag. It's so sickening, and they're flying them in here. That's what this is all about. Hey. You're going to see
Reb, give us another, where they can find your website. Repeat that again.
Just get Bubba Scout Reb at Reb Bubba and everything on there.
Thanks, Reb. Thank you, Reb. We'll be right back.
But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the door.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Well, Tom from Florida, Tom, give us your thoughts for today. Tom, join the conversation, friend.
Yeah, Jim, can you hear
Go
me,
ahead.
Sir? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, well, what's on my mind? Hey, by the way, Jim, have you ever heard of a woman called Stephanie Germata? You know who that is?
Vaguely. Go ahead, Tom. Fill us in.
Well, and I just want to say Rev really knows how to rev up the network, don't he? Yeah, good call. Everybody's good call. But, that name is the lady he's called Lady Gaga. Well, Lady Gaga's dad got attacked the other day in New York at a church on Sunday, and he was on one of the networks talking about how New York has become a cesspool of decadence and decay. And I'm saying, Oh, isn't that weird? Coming out of the father of Lady Gaga, their last name is Germata. So, anyway, I thought I'd throw that out there. And I'm hearing this guy talking how New York is
insanity. I've not been a fan of Lady Gaga. I thought the name is bizarre from scratch. I don't really like her looks. Some of her songs are okay. She's done some duets I like, but I'm not a big fan of Lady Gaga. Tom, go ahead.
Well, yeah, she's a very liberal. She's very liberal, but the father sounds like a conservative. Now, it's kind of a strange relationship they must have, because
unless he's doing it for a ploy just to get, you know, famous and make the money off the schmucks, the punches of Hollywood and all that, and music industry. Yeah, she, her father sounds like a real conservative man compared to what she stands for, or actually pretends to stand for. I think she's probably very conservative. He actually knew her. I think she's just playing a facade of, you know, trying to be who she is, Lady Gaga, which is, like you say, a nonsensical name, but whatever. Lady Gaga, Lady Schmog, whatever the hell it is. But anyway, Jim, the reason I called your show, here's the main reason. And by the way, James made a good call. Let me tell you, Carlos Jimenez was on TV here in South Florida. He's telling Biden, Ron DeSantis is telling Biden, and everybody, all the Congress people, the Republicans on this side of the aisle in Florida are telling, you are not going to bring one more illegal alien into Miami International Airport, and they start shipping these people all over the state of Florida. DeSantis says they're all going out, and he's going to ship them up to Delaware or Martha's Vineyard, where they should go. Now,
good.
We need to turn the state of Delaware into a sanctuary state, take every illegal out of California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida, and every one of your people should call 202-224-3121. Ask for Carlos Jimenez. Tell him to write a proposal bill that all the illegal aliens in the country and all your Congress people are going to send these people over to Delaware or Vermont where that Marxist bullshit Bernie Sanders lives. How these white trash imbeciles in Vermont are voting for a communist Jew is beyond my belief. I can't even believe this.
Tom, here's what I think. Vermont, turn Delaware into a big holding zone to send all these people home. In other words, concentrate them there because that's Joe Biden's state. And then turn it into a mass deportation center that's consistent with Trump's avowal to have the biggest deportation program in the history of the U.S. Send them to Delaware.
That's a wonderful idea, Jim. And that's what we all should propose on RBN. Everybody calls their congressman. We demand that all these illegal aliens on all the states are going to be shipped into Delaware, and Delaware will be the staging point for their deportation out of here. And DACA and every other one of these criminals. Now, that's exactly what we should do, Jim. You got a wonderful point there. Wonderful. Now, here's what I called you about, Jim. You remember during George Floyd's nonsense, all the cities being burnt down, $2 billion in damage. George Soros is giving these people $1,800 to go out and protest. Do you realize what's going on now? They said that now they're not, the Fox News and Breitbart are calling these Jews vigilantes, like something out of Death Wish, like Charles Bronson, that they can go in there and start beating up all these Palestinians that are protesting. They actually are going to be like stormtroopers going in these universities and starting to kick ass. But they would not allow Donald Trump, the Democrat Party, Pelosi, whose husband had a pink dildo up his butt, but the guy that supposedly hit him with a hammer, that was shaped in a pink dildo, purple dildo, whatever it was.
And shaped like a hammer. It was shaped like a hammer. You can buy it on Amazon for $95.
And he was using that on Pelosi's husband. Guarantee it.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. He's a homosexual.
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal, Jim. Now, these people were running around beating up these Palestinians and threatening them. And but they would not. They allowed $2 billion in cities to be burnt down. White Americans couldn't even stand up and say that. And then you had the president of the United States, Joe Bumbling, Stumbling, Mumbling, Fumbling Biden, threatening white America with the United States Air Force. We will kill you if you go and trying to take over the White House or whatever this time. And we're going to use the United States Air Force to bombard your areas where white people are predominant. That ain't treason. And that ain't treasonous, Jim. And there's not a massive revolt over that statement. Biden's been thrown out right there by the military for trying to start an insurrection against the majority of the American population.
Yeah.
I got to hold on, Jim.
Tom, hang on. I'm going to carry over. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Rites in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream. Waits at the window. Wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Is it for all the lonely people?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help! Well, when I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Tom, go ahead. Give us further of your thoughts.
Well, yeah, Jim, I just got to say, it's good that people on RBN are starting to talk about statistics. And we're bringing out statistics, what they're doing, this illegal incursion of our country, this invasion. And we got compromising scumbags, and a lot of them are white trash. And let's not kid ourselves. So we got a lot of compromising swine that are trying to destroy this country. But however, this guy Cohen, Michael Cohen, I think his testimony right now, I think it's been damaging merchant. I think Trump's going to win this case. I think there's one or two juries are going to hang this jury. I think it's going to be a hung jury. I really believe that. If not, I think this is all of this, a filthy disgrace. And I think Zog is behind this whole thing with Michael Cohen, and Israel is behind this whole cabal, what they're doing to Trump. It's a disgrace. And I think what you're saying about Mike Johnson, they got some filthy stuff like Epstein had the people in England, Charles's brother. Epstein had a lot of filth on him, whatever the brother was, Philip. Or
something. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, there's a lot of nasty stuff going on, Jim. It's just like Red was saying, it's almost uncomprehendable what is going on in our country. But we just got to, you know, have fortitude to keep going forth, because we're going to have to expose all this. We're going to have to straighten it out. And we're going to have to do, like you said, bring them all into Delaware. We're going to make a shipping point from Delaware back to their home country's origin, if it's in the Congo or if it's in wherever it is, Congo, if it's in Timbuktu. I don't care where it is. If it's back in Mexico City, they have to go back. Going back to your country of origin. You came here illegally. You broke federal law. No more coming here, staying. And I do believe this, Jim. I believe that right now we've been compromised by people like Netanyahu. They're playing both sides of the fence. We got people are playing both sides of the fence. Look at Chuck Smucky Schumer.
Tom, I agree. Great call. And we're going to send them all to Delaware, make that a major deportation center, Tom. Thank you for your call.
Yes,
thank you. Mike in Kentucky. Mike, give us your latest thoughts.
Hey, can you hear me now? Over.
Yep, can hear you fine.
I'm on one of these things I like to call voluntary ankle bracelet. We need a multi-pronged approach, I think. You know, calling Washington is a good idea if you could get massive enough people to do it, but it's about like putting a grain of sawdust on the woodpile, you know, for any individual. What you could do, though, to force multiply your efforts is to let your sentiments be known locally to your whatever, county judge, you know. I think we need to let, and what holiday did you say it was? Earlier you said today is something day. And I'd never heard that.
No, I may have alluded to Mother's Day's forthcoming Sunday after next.
I noticed Kwanzaa is replacing Boxing Day. You know, the day that's the observation of the first martyr, Stephen, who told those folks that they was going to be banished beyond Babylon, which I think in context meant beyond return. So who do we have occupying that land today if they were banished beyond return, if we're to, you know, have any faith in what was said? But today is the often considered high holy day of communism, and there's no fireworks.
Oh, yeah, 1st of May, sure. May Day, yes.
May Day. I think
There's a lot of NATO weapons being shown off in Moscow today, Mike, because it's all been destroyed in Ukraine.
Well, the young folks don't have a lot of hope because they're facing ridiculous college expenses and, you know, the concept that, you know, getting a college degree could get you out of your lower class existence into a debt slavery is not attractive to a lot of youngsters, so it was originally some sort of a pagan holiday, but there was some quote anarchists, I guess, in Chicago on this day that were trying to get a 8-hour work day because, you know, slavery was illegal, right? So they were trying to get a work week that they could live with and still have a life and go home and not be, you know, dead dog tired with, you know, and repetitive work injuries and all that fun stuff that you get when you're working in a kind of a wage slave sort of job. So a lot of folks run down the workforce for not working because what they do, they have to go get a job and agree to mandatory 60-hour work week. I mean, what is that? 4 12-hour days would be 48 hours. You'd have to work 5 12-hour days. And good luck having any energy left when you get home, unless you've got somebody to, you know, cook for you, clean for you, and all that at home. So, you know, just do the math for a lot of folks. Of course, you came out of the institutions of universities, so I'm sure in your younger days you probably had to work work your way through school and stuff like I did. Crazy hours and every holiday and every spring break and every summer break so you could get out of class or get out of school I did 20 some years ago with $7,000 in debt. Now that's just unachievable now unless you're some kind of a savant with splinter skills in math or something. Then, you know, what I've heard is a lot of those guys get recruited out of the to the NSA or something in order to
I was in college in the Navy regular program where the Navy provided my tuition, books, and some spending money if I agreed to serve an equal number of years as a regular officer in the Navy or the Marine Corps. And I chose the Marine Corps. The Marine Corps. Yeah, it was great. I was in 62 to 66 active duty. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a a deal a lot of guys took. If they couldn't make it academically, they'd, you know, give up and go, you know, join up for the GI Bill. And then even if it took them 10 years, they finally got a degree and got something outside of their wheelhouse, outside of being a wage slave. I'm just not so sure that there's a lot of youngsters that have hope of that, because they see, you know, they're smart. They've got the internet. They see the various levels of corruption from the, you know, the drug underworld that's probably about averaging $7,000 per person all across the country in any economy. About 7,000 of it is these, not even counting human trafficking and the illegal gambling, just drugs of various sorts, you know. And if you're lucky,
Mike, give us your final thoughts for today, my friend.
Well, I think the French were geniuses, and a lot of the European poor were dumped off on Americans. So we're seen as a nation of immigrants, but I don't think that's accurate. I'm not an immigrant. For generations, my family wasn't an immigrant.
Yeah.
And it's very likely that a lot of the so-called immigrants were simply thrown out here instead of Australia. So
yeah.
I just think we need to consider that here on Labor Day, that the extremes have been taken to the extremes. You can't, you know, you try to go get a decent paying job of maybe $19 an hour. Make $19 an hour? Whoa, sounds like a lot of money. No. There's a lot of people that can't get off the dole now unless they're getting at least a $60,000 a year job. Otherwise, they got to sign up for every benefit they can get. Like, even Walmart got caught teaching their workforce how to sign up to get on the draw so they could afford to work there. I mean, so we've got some things that's got to be rectified.
You got it right, Mike. No doubt about it. Much appreciated. Very all much. Right. Three of my ancestors were at the Mayflower Colony, so I've been around here for quite a while myself. Scottish John in Austin. Scottish John, join the conversation.
Hello, Jim. Can you hear me all right?
Very clearly.
Good man. I want to talk about something that I just heard today. I listened to a news show at lunchtime here. It comes out of London. And one day last week, they talked about this girl. She was a presenter with LBC Radio, which is one of the major radio stations in Britain. And she was interviewing this Israeli government spokesman, a guy called Avi Hyman. And she was talking about the attack on the Iranian embassy in Syria. Well, this guy near blew a fuse about this. And last week, we heard that this girl, this host, hadn't been seen or heard on LBC since then. Well, we find out today she got sacked because she pissed this guy off. And that made my blood boil, man. This is just horrible what's happening because of this.
You mean because she pursued the issue about the Israeli strike in Damascus, she got sacked?
Yep.
That's bad.
You're not kidding.
The tyranny of Israel knows no bounds. They would bite every one of our mouths. They would sew them shut to keep us from talking about Israeli criminality, which is vast and overwhelming. It's just disgusting, Scottish John. Disgusting.
Yeah. Another little thing you mentioned was they had a showed a clip of a cop. I think it was on MSNBC here in America early this morning. And this cop had like a heavy chain with a big padlock on it. And he was making the claim that these demonstrators at whatever university he was talking about, I didn't find out which one, it could have been any of them, but he was claiming that these demonstrators were using these heavy chains with this big old padlock on them as weapons to hit the cops with. But turned out what they are is actually they're locks for bicycles.
Yeah.
And
they weren't using those on the cops unless they had to defend themselves from police brutality. And there's a lot of that out there on these campuses.
But he can
probably
sit on national television.
Probably in Austin, too. probably in Austin, too, UT Austin, very liberal campus.
Yep, yep. There's a lot of nastiness going on down there. I've passed through a couple of things, but I haven't seen it myself. But, yeah, this is not good. If we lose free speech, it's over, man. Yeah. It's over.
Yeah, well, I think we're pretty close to being there, Scottish John.
Yeah, we are.
Give us a final thought.
You were talking about Lady Gaga earlier on there, and I'm not a great fan. I quite like her. I loved her in that movie she made, that song she did with the actor Bradley Cooper, was it? And I thought, well, blimey, that girl's got quite a nice derriere. And it just made me think of that comment you made earlier on about the butt plugs. So I sent her a text and I says, look, I'm going to try and give you a butt plug on RBN, okay?
Very, very, very funny, Scottish John. That's quite hilarious. Thank you for the call. We got Charles in St. Petersburg. Charles, join the conversation. Charles. We lost Charles? Ooh, Charles, call back. Let me see what we got here then. These false flag hoaxers taking place. Let's go there. It didn't mean to cut off Austin. I wouldn't have cut off Scottish John if I'd known he was going to be here. Here we got Jimmy Dore.
Russell Dobbler sitting in for Jimmy Dore, who will be in Denver on May 11th. Go to jimmydore.com for tickets. I have my partner there, Mr. Keaton Weiss, sitting in.
I'm there.
And joining us is the man, the legend, Max Blumenthal, is an award-winning journalist as well as the editor-in-chief and founder of the independent investigative news website, The Gray Zone. He's also the best-selling author of several books, including Goliath, The 51-Day War, and The Management of Savagery. Please welcome Mr. Max Blumenthal. Welcome, Max.
Good to see you guys.
Good seeing you. You
know,
every day you don't get garroted by the Mossad makes me feel more confident they're never going to come for me. So
when they do, it'll be like they'll hire a gay Puerto Rican guy named Richie Torres to do it.
We're working with his opponent, Jose Vega, who's challenging him as an independent.
That'll be fun.
This was something you chimed in on this week. Police clear 100 protesters from pro-Palestinian encampment at Northeastern University. And this is another one of these stories we're seeing this week. I call it Attack of the Cry Bullies. You had the woman who went and made a fool out of herself with her I am a Jew T-shirt that everyone promptly ignored. We had the woman who claimed to be stabbed in the eye. And this week you had basically a false flag operation. So we'll just read a little bit of this. In the second dramatic sweep of a college campus in Boston this week, police cleared a pro-Palestinian encampment at Northeastern University early Saturday, detaining around 100 people. But the police operation gave way to a roiling debate over the origin of an anti-Semitic statement that was shouted among the gathering, which included at least two counter-demonstrators holding a flag of Israel, before officers moved in and dismantled the encampment. In a statement released at 8:30 a.m. Saturday, Northeastern said the professional organizers with no affiliation to the university had co-opted the demonstration. Northeastern also said virulent anti-Semitic slurs, including kill the Jews, were heard. Student groups involved.
Let me just say all that stuff is just propaganda to try to tarnish the protesters. If Charles in St. Petersburg calls back, I can get you on, Charles. Meanwhile, we have Joe in Florida. Joe, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for staying on this focus on the students and their protests, okay? The interesting thing is now, I don't know if you saw it in the New York Times today, they had this story. Netanyahu says he's going to invade Rafah regardless of what the offer is on this alleged deal that they're attempting to work out with Hamas. But I'm set up with all this.
That's because the final solution is to kill them all. If they can't kill them all or expel them all, he's lost. And he's worried he's going to get destroyed. He's going to be lynched politically, if not literally, when we get this war done. So he wants it to drag out. He thinks he can survive if he continues to slaughter the Palestinians, Joe. It's very clear.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And, you know, I mean, he's a war criminal, right? Hopefully they arrest him. But I don't know about you, but I'm about fed up with all this Jewish BS media coverage. New York Times, oh, they're working out a deal, whatever. I mean, does anybody think that Bibi is not the boss? Whatever he says, this clown, Biden, does. The other thing is that I think it's important for us to keep focusing on the war crimes in Gaza, okay? Because what's happened with all this protesting and everything is serving as a distraction. I mean, I'm very supportive of the students, right? But then the coverage of it twists it around. Like, for instance, there was something happened, I guess, was it in Texas, where the students mistakenly, they put up a Palestinian flag, but they put it where the American flag used to be, okay, which is probably not a smart move, right? So then the protesters, I don't know, are they pro-genocide protesters? They come on and they say, oh, they take down the Palestinian flag, they put up the American flag, and it gives them an opportunity to say, oh, these people are anti-America, you know? They're chanting USA, as they put it. Now, this is a completely fake operative, and even intelligent people are going to be distracted. We saw 1,000 people that have been murdered in cold blood by the satanic Jewish terrorist regime of Israel. Yes. I mean, that's our focus, and God bless these students. But the good news is I don't think it's going away. I think it's growing, and then when they get out of college, it's going mainstream, and I think that's the protest of the summer. You know, I may join them.
Yes, yes, yes. Lotto are predicting at the DNC in Chicago it's going to be a huge protest. And that will not surprise me at all. I mean, it's just, Joe, I agree with you. It's growing. These students have led mostly meaningless lives while the U.S. is engaged in all this thoughtless action, slaughtering people abroad, supporting the war in Ukraine, now supporting genocide, for crying out loud. How bad can it get? The students realize they might make a difference, and that is inspiring them. I think overwhelmingly this is genuine, sincere, real. I support it 100%. And, of course, they're going to quite try to co-opt it and throw in Soros agitators to make absurd claims so that the police can use. Here it's talking about how Northeastern incorrectly blamed the pro-Palestinian demonstrators for saying kill the Jews. Not anything they would ever say. They don't really care about the Jews. They care about the Palestinians. They care about stopping the genocide. That, in my opinion, is absolutely right, spot on, heroic, and I applaud it.
Absolutely. And, you know, the funny thing is the way God works in history, right? So you have these students who a couple years ago in these ridiculous BLM protests. But now the moral right is on their side. I think they're going to succeed in this because they're standing up for what's right against evil.
Yeah.
You know, what happened yesterday, the other thing I'll say real quick is this mainstream media, the way they covered these protests, sickening. This MSNBC and people saying, I noticed how they're all of a sudden they're big apologists for the police, right? When these people were burning, some of the same people were burning down the cities, let them protest, right? And now all of a sudden they're like, what a wonderful operation they did, and yada, yada, yada. Meanwhile, you have this protest at Columbia, right? What I saw was five students broke into a building and put a flag outside the window. That's what I saw.
Right.
And what did the NYPD do? The idiot mayor, they sent in 5,000 cops. 5,000 cops for five kids that put a flag outside the... It was a sign. You know what it was? It was a sign remembering that six-year-old girl, Hind, who was killed by the satanic Jewish terrorist IDF forces. Remember, that was the girl that called on the 9/11 from Gaza. Her whole family was wiped out in the car.
Yes.
She called the police. And then what happened? The EMS, the IDF showed up, and then the IDF bombed her car and murdered her in cold blood. That was the girl that they draped a flag in memory of her. So I say more power to them. God bless them. And I think they're winning. They're going to change the dynamic.
Joe, I think you're right. And believe me, there are some causes worth dying for and stopping this genocide. This has been the whole abuse of the Palestinian people has been the great human rights issue since the founding of Israel. We're finally having to face up to it. And by God, worth fighting the fight, whatever it takes to stop it. And all the propaganda from Bibi Netanyahu and all the massive abuse of police force and brutality ain't going to stop it, Joe. It's not going to end.
Exactly. I agree with you. More power to them. And God bless you, Jim. Thanks.
Oh, I'm thrilled with your call, Joe. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Let me reiterate, Charles in St. Petersburg, I wanted to get you on. If you were to call right now, I could still get you on. Joe had a wonderful call there. Here's more now, including this Max Blumenthal. It's quite brilliant.
Peace activist organization said one of the counter-protesters who was not involved in the demonstration had shouted, "Kill the Jews," and that Northeastern had incorrectly blamed the pro-Palestinian demonstrators for the statement to justify the police action. All right, so this is Max here. Northeastern University crushed an anti-genocide protest because someone was heard shouting, "Kill the Jews." At 10 seconds, it is clear a pro-Israel counter-protester holding an Israeli flag was the one who uttered that phrase. Yet another Zionist hate crime hoax. So let's see, watch closely. You can see the person shout those words. Okay, so for anyone who's never been to one of these protests, if you don't understand what's happening here, a lot of times they're not allowed to have amplification. So what they do is the speaker speaks and everyone repeats their words. That's why she's saying mic check. That's to get everybody unified to repeat their words so the word will go out to everybody. So what they were trying to do is insert "kill the Jews" into that as if that had come from her. You want to say anything, Max?
Poncho shirts are made for the outdoor.
Let me just say, I think we're in for the fight of our lives, and it's for a worthy cause. To protect the Palestinians and end the genocide. Spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left, and support RBN.
I want somebody to love.
Health Simple with Colorado Shielji. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.